Welcome to Shomar Shom on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishma Sam Yaakov Shalom Leapas Yitzchok. We're holding it's Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings Tanya B'Shimon Lo Zoyim B'Shua Meir Achaz V'Achazio V'Chol Malchi Yisrael Shekosov Behem V'Yas Ara Behini Hashem Lo Chayim V'Lo Nidonim. They will not live L'Elam Habos, says Rashi, and they're not Nidon also in Gehenim. So they're not suffering Gehenim, and they're not going to L'Elam Habos. Those that say on him, Vayas Sarah Beinei Hashem. The Yadrama explains a little bit. He says like this. What does it mean? He says, L'chaylo abo vein nifshuisem nidoinim, elohim keruchos sheminashvim boilim. It's like wind in the world. Sheinlem lo hano v'lo yitzah. They're not enjoying and they don't suffer. Now he says, what's shat that they don't suffer? He says, if ishin ishtadlu batzoz nefoshus, v'nilchemu milchomus choyvo, v'nitztaru betzahan shel Yisrael. These kings were the leaders of Klal Yisrael, and they took Am Yisrael on their shoulders. So therefore, they don't suffer so much, but they don't come to Olam Haba. Meaning, they're a little bit in limbo. They're not being judged, and they're not going to Olam Haba. And this connects to what we spoke in the previous shiurim, that the idea of Misa, and whatever goes through Misa, is the process to reach to Olam Haba. We mentioned in the beginning of Perek Chay, like the lesson explains, there's two ways to reach Olam Haba. One way is the straight way doing Torah and mitzvahs. The other way is not the straight way. When a person does averus, so then he needs to be punished. He either goes to Gehenna, or there's Gilgulin Shamas, the Chibut HaKever. The different process a person has to go to fix what he did wrong, and then you'll reach Olam Haba. After this, what the Shloah says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Torah Hor, brings the question that the Medrash says the Adam Rishon it was Oymed Bedin on the day they did the Chait. The Yotzo Bedimus, he was Zoyche Bedin. Says the Shlomo, what do you mean Zoyche Bedin? He got the Gzeir of Misa, him and all the generations after him. That's not called Zoyche Bedin. Says the Shlomo, no, Adam Rishon was Zoyche Bedin. But once he did a Chet, Nichasa Bazur Hamon, now his body is not so pure. So how will he reach the destination, Olam Haba? Part of the process to bring him back to where he's supposed to go is to have Misa, to separate the Neshama from the Guf. Let the guf decompose, and then it will be rebuilt and come l'chay Olam Haba. The process is, to get there, you have to go through Misa. Through the whole, everything that has to do and associate with Misa, that's what brings the Adam l'Olam Haba. And the people that lo chayim v'lo nidoinim, they're not nidoinim, so they're not able to reach Olam Haba. And this is obviously the Gemara in Chagiga after Zvav. The Gemara brings that Acher, right? You know, Acher was Yotzo Tar Busro. So they when he died, they sent Shamayim. They're not going to judge him. They're not going to bring him to Olam Haba either. He has a schus of Hesek HaTorah. Let's judge him. Bring him to Olam Haba. I want to make sure he's going to go to Gehenna. So Rameir says, that's the process. In order for Acher to get to Olam Haba, he needs to go to Gehenna. If they don't put him in Gehenna, he'll never get there. So Rameir is telling me it was Mishtadel to bring him into Gehenna. And that is our Gemara, the Melachim, that are not Nidoinim, and they're not Chaim, that means they're in limbo, they're in between. But says the Ben Yoyodo, that it's not Mamish that they stay in the middle, they stay in limbo, they don't progress at all. He says it means that Avadei, they do have Gilgul, but the Gilgul is a very long process. Mizgalgalim choldor v'dor, v'niskanim al de Gilgul, v'nichlokim l'chalokim arabim. They're divided into small little pieces in the neshama, and they have many, many Gilgulim. V'kama kama shenitkan hoylech Gan Eden. And every small piece which is fixed goes to Gan Eden. So there is a process to bring them to Gan Eden. And Beit Hashem will speak about a little more in the next daf regarding that everybody gets to Olam Haba. But that process is a very long process, a very tedious process. It has a lot of parts of Gilgulim, whatever that means, but it takes them a long time to get there. And in general, they're not really moving. That's lo chayim v'lo nidoinim. That's what the ones that says on him, v'yasa rabbein Hashem, that's their punish to be in that middle ground and to have a very slow process to reach Olam Haba. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shavah email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshavah@gmail.com.